Seeing as it's the holiday season, we thought we'd may as well jump on the broadcasting bandwagon and do some best of shows. So here are some thoughts about the year gone by from the right onerous Tony Blair and his fat mate John Prescott.
Wow, what a year it's been. So much has happened, hasn't it, John? John?
Oh, aye. We've been very busy.
Can't you stop filling your face for 2 minutes?
Well, I just thought I'd finish off the last of these mince pies.
But there were 50 left. Christ! Anyway, one of the important issues we've had to tackle this year has been immigration. This struggle was typified by one man's attempt to get into Britain from France. Hi, Condi. Any news on George?
Intelligence suggests he's somewhere in France.
How good's this intelligence? It's just, you know, you Yanks have been wrong before. Like a lot?
Don't worry. It's got nothing to do with the CIA this time. Just turn on the news, Tony.
The news? Oh, shit!
The desperation of illegal immigrants to reach Britain took a bizarre turn this evening when CCTV cameras at the Eurotunnel entrance captured images of one man and his dog repeatedly attempting to scale the electric fence. Urged on by the dog, the man keeps attempting to scale the fence, oblivious to the thousands of volts coursing through his body.
Good God! That's George, isn't it?
Yep, it sure is. Only George could be immune to that amount of electricity. As for that goddamn dog, I'm going to promote him to stuffed ornament when he gets back. Just another example of how illegal immigrants will go through any amount of pain to reach our shores.
Amazing. 50,000 volts and he were none the wiser.
The only way he could get any wiser would be with a full brain transplant.
I'll give him this much, though. If I hadn't been going off on stupid adventures with him, I'd have never visited the curry capital of Pakistan. Remember?
How can I forget? It ended up with the worst bus journey of my life. Blinking flip. I know we're travelling incognito, but do we have to take a public bus all the way across the country?
Stop with the negative vibes, baby. Here, have a toke.
Condoleezza. Is that what I think it is?
You betcha, baby. Best shit this side of Jamaica.
Home, home on a range where the deer and the envelopes play. I love cheese. Cheese is my friend. I love you too, Yo-Yo.
Why the hell did you give them some?
Zap off my tits, honey. This is good shit.
Oh, Freddy. I don't think eating that chicken shish was a good idea.
Chicken, pigeon honey, and it were great.
John, can we ever get into an enclosed space without you blowing off? Christ! You've gassed that goat!
That one weren't me, Tony.
Sorry, guys. I think I just followed through.
Excuse me, mister. Your panda is humping my leg.
I don't feel so good, Tony. It's the way my face is melting and the bus is bouncing around.
Condi, no! Oh, fucking A. Yes, we're blending in with the locals just fucking fine.
See, that time it weren't me, it were Arnie.
Yes, but it's usually you.
Never.
And you always wait until we're in some enclosed space like the car. Christ! Jesus! John!
Yeah, what's fucking died?
Better out than in.
It's not bloody better for us.
If I weren't such a lady, I'd shove a cork up your ass.
Or when we're all stuck in an air duct. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Who the fuck was that?
Jesus! Dead animal!
Damn it, my eyes are burning.
Even in front of the bloody queen.
That weren't my fault. It was that swan Vindaloo. Oh, shite. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. It just slipped out.
That's the least of your worries, mate. That fart said light to your trousers.
Bloody hell. Well, that's a hot curry. Excuse me.
How utterly, utterly embarrassing.
But the Queen didn't care, remember?
Stop worrying, Mr. Blair. I get pretty windy after these carries myself. Diana might have been the Queen of Hearts, but I'm the Queen of...
Let's forget all that and move swiftly on to something more artistic. my brilliant performance at the World Leader 2005 contest.
Oh, shite.
Me on stage in front of an adoring crowd and a billion TV viewers. It was a moment that I'll treasure for as long as I... Christ! John!
Silence, what deadly.
Okay, folks. Next up. Showing us his musical talents is British Prime Minister Tony Hard-Rocking Blair.
Thanks. You might know this one. Yep. That's it.
You suck, Blair!
Oh my god! Did he really drop his pants? That's like just so icky. Ew!
And you accuse me of stinking out the room, eh?
It's weird, but looking back on the year, I really don't know why we bother with George. All he ever does is get us into trouble.
Bloody George and his crazy schemes. Meet me in the North Pole. Top secret talks. I bet he's not roughing into some disobedient dog pack of a fat farting moron.
I heard that, Tony.
Good. Oh, and I meant it too.
Cheer up, Tony.
Nothing can cheer me up. I'm well known for my tolerance. Just ask any asylum seeker. But sharing a tent with you for 4 nights has gone beyond my limits.
Christ sakes, Tony, for the last time. I'm sorry I forgot my sleeping bag. I'm sorry the food rations are all curry flavoured. And I'm really, really sorry I got aroused by your rhythmic breathing this morning. I don't know what that was.
Oh, look, shut up. In future, just keep your eyes picked to yourself. That little incident is never to be mentioned ever again.
Little is gold.
Oh, shut up. Where the hell's George anyway? He should be here by now.
Bet he's tucking into a hot breakfast aboard a nuclear submarine, as we speak.
Oh, right. Stop this. You feed the dogs. I'm going to relieve myself. That curried porridge is starting to head for the South Pole.
Oh, be careful, Tony. Don't expose your backside for too long. It might get frostbite.
I'm sure as long as you've got your ice pick nowhere near, it'll be fine and dandy.
Wag my bush. Come on.
Sirs, we've reached the rendezvous point and are ready to surface.
Good work, Commander. I'll take over from here.
No, you won't, George.
Oh, gee whiz, Connie. You're always stopping me from having some fun. Give me one good reason why I can't pilot this thing to the surface.
Apart from the fact you're wearing Star Trek jammies?
Okay, give me another reason. Bearing in mind, I'm thinking of appointing a new ambassador to the female-friendly country of Saudi Arabia.
Don't threaten me, George.
Where I hear this season's new look is head-to-toe in black hijabs.
All right, George. You can take it to the surface.
Yes! George is in charge! Right, Commander?
Yes, sir.
A periscope.
Oh, Mr. President.
Whack my bush.
Bloody George. Bloody curried porridge. Stuck on a polar ice cap, literally freezing my butt off.
Whack my bush.
Now, Tony, are you sure you're okay?
Yes, fine.
Geez, Tony, I'm sure sorry about that. I mean, what are the chances, eh?
Yeah, in this part of the world, you'd expect to put your periscope up for an ice hole, not your ass.
Yes, all right, Prescott, we get your point.
And it was a month before I could sit down properly. You know what? I'm going to make a New Year's resolution not to keep going off on stupid missions with Mr. Thicko. This year, I'm not going to be George's lapdog. Hi, George. Iran? Invade? I'm on my way.
Whack my bush.
Fanta, we've caught Chinese elf spying in our midst.
He was caught with the designs for our new games console.
What?
It is a lie. I got lost on my way to IKEA. I was only taking photographs so I could retake my steps.
IKEA? Fucking IKEA?
Yeah, IKEA.
IKEA's in fucking Sweden, you dumb fuck.
Oh, shit.
Now, you listen to me, you little Chinese elephant fuck. If I catch you and your little slant-eyed friend stealing my intellectual property rights one more time, I'm gonna fucking blow that cock-sucking train out of the fucking rail track.
There was no need to honk his horn there.
You've got to keep the outtakes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We're doing a Christmas special outtake.